Julian, congratulations on the victory. Talk to us about beating the Colts in the AFC Championship game and your outlook for the Super Bowl coming up against Seattle.
Hey, you better make it really good because we were expecting you to be in here today, and you said you were better on the phone, so I'm waiting to hear some hard-hitting analysis.
Considering the night I had last night. we had a good game. It was fun. We have one more game, so we're gonna try to do everything we can to win that game, and it was unbelievable to go out there with your teammates and then do the things that we did last night. So it was great.
Yeah, you know, most everybody, you know, all the analysts, everybody who writes for the paper and anyone who actually has an opinion and people will listen to pretty much thought that this is the way the game was going to go. Maybe not such a beatdown of 45-7, but you see it a different way. You think this team was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the Indianapolis Colts they're a good team. We just so happened to do a lot of things right, and we played a complimentary football game, and our defense played really well. We took care of the ball, and we were able to score in the red area except one time. So we were able to run the ball. So it was they're a good team. We were just able to execute at a high level last night, and hopefully that goes on to next the 2 weeks.
You know, Julian, a lot of people are talking about like the play calling, right? And Josh McDaniels and all the motion and all the movement and eligible, ineligible, and how complicated that offense was. Do you think that maybe was more than you guys have done in the past to confuse that Indy defense? Because I can't count on one hand how many times you were wide open on those third and shorts with nobody even near you.
Coach McDaniels and the offense coaching staff, Coach O'Shea, Googe, all those guys, they do a great job every week preparing us to the best of our ability to go out there and to execute plays that they draw up and then they make. And as a player, you love that when you see your coaches going out there and they're staying in the facility doing everything they can to get you open. So it was great to see, and they always do a great job at stuff like that, and hopefully we continue to keep that going on in 2 weeks.
Julian Edelman, our guest after the Patriots beat the Colts in the AFC Championship.
Hey, now getting ready for.
Keep it down over there. Come on. We're working here.
I got Slater and Bree in the background. They're over here playing video games and shit.
Hey, Lou Maloney.
Hey,
welcome to the show.
He pulled a Lou.
It happens to all of us, Julian. You know, it happens.
Hey, Julian, go ahead.
I was just going to ask him, Julian, who's better when playing out of position, you at quarterback or Nate Solder at tight end?
Definitely Nate Solder at tight end.
You sure about that?
You know, I tell you right now, those big dogs, they do all the grimy work each and every week, and they don't ever get the credit they deserve. And to see one of your big dogs get a touchdown, and especially in such an important game, it's always awesome. You know, you get to see those guys. They lined up like a Christmas tree, and it was awesome to see that. So
when the play was called in the huddle, was there a nice little eerie silence that kind of went collectively around the huddle to kind of say, okay, are they really calling this right now?
No, not really. I mean, we always do these plays, and everyone gets so surprised about them, but we practice them in practice, and we execute them before we put them out there on the playing field. And my coach says, practice execution becomes game reality. So we were able to execute it a couple times in practice, and Nate was able to make it a reality in the game. And it's unbelievable to see now. It was, like I said, it's always great to see one of the big dogs get a touchdown.
Big man celebration. There's nothing like it there. Hey, you guys have a couple weeks now before the game. I mean, is there ever a moment where you kind of look back at how this season begun, especially after that game against Kansas City, and kind of like where you guys are now, and does it make you appreciate it? Is it one of those I told you so moments for you guys? You ever sit back and just think about it?
You know, to tell you the truth, no. I mean, we just kind of worry about, you know, right now we're worried about, you know, how much fun we had last night and hanging out with the boys and all that kind of stuff. But today we're going to move on to just trying to get better each and every day and do our jobs and do what the coach asked us to do and just keep it going. So, you know, we're playing the defending champs. You know, it's going to be a battle. These guys are going to be prepared. They're going to be unbelievable. But you know, we like our team as well. So we're just going to try to get better every day and then get out there and start preparing.
So you believed after that, even after that Kansas City game, that you know the year could end like this. You could be in this situation. Was there any doubts at all?
After the Kansas City game, I mean, we were just kind of focusing on just trying to get a win. So. That's all in the past, and everyone keeps on asking us that question. I mean, we were literally just trying to get our team in check and then trying to see what we were good at and building our team each and every week and get us to the point we're at right now, and we're just trying to continue to get better and help each other out and do what we have to do to win games. So, I mean, the whole Kansas City thing, that's whatever. Everyone keeps on talking about that. You know, we're worried about Seattle now. So,
Julian, last thing
focus with that.
Before we let you go, I was mentioning this before, but the whole world was reminded of your quarterbacking skills last week. So I got to run this by you. Are you aware of the league investigation as to whether or not you guys deflated the footballs yesterday? Have you been made aware of this?
I haven't.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Apparently, the league is looking into whether or not the Patriots are using undersized footballs yesterday in the football game. I'm wondering if you remember, how did it work when you were a college quarterback? When it came, well, I guess it's different in college than the NFL, the rules, but did you want the football to be a little underinflated when you were throwing it?
Not even getting involved in this one. You got to ask Coach Bill Belichick on the ball situation. In college, I don't even remember that. I'm just worried about the Seattle Seahawks.
Man,
boys.
That was a hard right turn.
Moving on,
yeah,
to
I know. I want to see if, like,
on to Seattle.
Julian was like the middleman as the New England Patriot ball boys were sneaking under the stadium to get the illegal footballs and bring them back out.
Those guys didn't do anything. I mean, they're probably just overreacting on something. It's ridiculous, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do, and we're going to just try to get better for Seattle.
Hey, right, so does this mean our last time talking to Julian? Are we going to get you next week and the week after the Super Bowl? How's this working? Because we need some going out music. What's the deal?
We got to get him during the Super Bowl. That week. We'll be out there.
You know, depending on the situation, I think we'll be in Arizona. I don't know.
Yeah.
Next week,
you were taking us out to dinner, I thought.
Yeah.
We were out there.
Remember that bet we had
dinner?
And you lost?
I thought you guys were taking me out to dinner. On you, Christian.
Oh, what? Don't call my name out. What is
Let's
this?
Let's go, buddy.
No.
I mean,
oh.
We could probably get this taken care of at, like, one of the steakhouses in Boston. We get a free steak. We'll talk about it. Let's go.
All right, okay. Get down. Okay, done. All right, done.
Power.
Oh, done. I got it. Lou's got a bunch of people he knows. He knows people in that North End area.
I don't want to drop a couple steakhouses, but I'll let you know. We got to get done.
All right.
Julian, thanks a bunch. Congratulations on the victory. We'll see you out there in Arizona, okay?
All right, guys. I'll see you.
That is Julian Elvin.